This is KUT. The price we pay on our electric bill does not always reflect electricity's true cost. Some power is subsidized. Some electric sources create public health and environmental problems that aren't priced in that kilowatt hour. And then there's the cost of building and maintaining the infrastructure to consider. Well, now a group of researchers from Texas says they've created a way to measure the true cost of power. And as KUT's Mose Bushell reports, they hope it can help guide America's energy future.
The team from the University of Texas at Austin's Energy Institute released the findings in a study called The Full Cost of Electricity. One of the big takeaways is that wind power appears to be the cheapest electricity source in most of the country, followed by power from natural gas, though it varies by region, says Kerry King, assistant director of the institute.
Probably not too surprising. The center part of the country where the wind resources are good, that is where wind tends to be the cheapest electricity technology.
Other findings? King says the fossil fuel industry actually gets about as much in subsidies as the renewable energy industry, and that consumers usually pay between $600 to $900 a year simply for the upkeep of the electric grid, not for electricity itself.
Sort of makes you think, you know, even if I didn't consume another kilowatt hour of electricity, this is how much the grid is currently costing to operate.
The researchers hope methods used in the study can guide national and local decisions about what types of power make the most sense economically. Mose Bushell, KUT News.